episode 3284, What Does This Make Possible?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. I hope you're having a beautiful start to a brand new week. It's hard to believe that really we're looking at the end of January, but for today, I want you to be focused on the possibilities, the opportunities. What does this make possible? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I want to pause for just a moment. This episode is very, very special to me as it's dedicated to Dan Miller, a man who has had a pivotal impact in thousands of lives around the world. You see, he's an entrepreneur, but more importantly, he's a father, he's a son, he's a dad, of course, he's a papa, and more importantly, he's my friend. And it's one of those things where sometimes you don't know what you have until you don't have it. And our circumstances can get in the way. Our circumstances can lead us down roads that we really don't want to encounter. But because of that encounter, it makes all things possible. And so Dan Miller was one who said, "What does this make possible?" Now, he will attribute it to Michael Hyatt's wife, Gail. They're really good friends. But the thing is, he adopted it as his everyday outlook on life. And let me tell you, he didn't make it big. He wasn't one of those ones where he had to have his name in lights. His name was shown because of how he showed his heart. He really, truly cared about others. And I think sometimes in this world, we are faced with all the craziness, all the chaos, the social media. I mean, I could just get on that bandwagon for a long time, but that's not where I want to be today. Where I want to be is I want you to know that there's joy in the morning. Because you may be finding yourself longing for a different life. Even though you may have numerous blessings, there still may be a desire for something more instead of running away and hiding because we can do it so easily. Ask yourself just what Dan Miller did every single time he faced an obstacle. What does this make possible? Because quite frankly, life flat out sucks sometimes. Maybe you find yourself in the middle of chaos or a circumstance that yeah, you wish you could just literally sever from your side. Doom and gloom is not the way to address your day. There is joy in the morning, but it does depend on your outlook, how you see things. Now, knowing how you feel is important. I get it. But if your focus is only doing life when you feel good, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Most of the time, we don't hang on to the good stuff, right? We just don't do it. Instead, we reminisce over the bad stuff and have it on repeat. Some of us played on the 8-tracks, maybe cassette tapes. Maybe you're familiar with CDs or now DVDs or wait, streaming. I'm just streaming it in my head. That's even worse when you think about it. If you don't shuffle what you hear and be selective in what you believe about yourself, your failures will walk all over you. They will. And you've got to look at this situation and say, how do I make it different? What does this make possible? How can I flip the coin? You know, I'm a football gal at heart. And I don't know if you've been watching the playoffs, but yeah. The NFC and the AFC, they are ready. And you've probably already picked your team. Or even if you don't like football, you've picked it because, well, it's just fun to do so. Or maybe you've placed a little bit of money on the table. Now, we won't go into the gambling part of life. But what I will say is that, you know, at the very beginning of the game, they have a coin. And they have heads and tails. And they flip that coin and one team gets to call it. And they get to choose whether they're going to receive or defer. Sometimes life is about saying, maybe I'm dealt with tails, but I can choose heads. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if you could do that at the playoffs or on any game? You just change the rules. But in life, when we're looking at how we see our circumstances, you create the rules, right? Create your now. Your situation does not have to define failure or success for you. Capture what draws you in and go for what stands out. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Capture what stands out. Because honestly, circumstances, whatever you're in, whatever pickle you find yourself, can defeat you daily. They can knock you off. But that does not have to be your story, my friend. You can rise above with some effort on your part. But you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to look through a different set of lenses. You know, there were many times that we would have discussions together, Dan Miller and other good friends of mine, and we would sit around tables, whether it was taking notes or learning something new or exploring new opportunities. But never did we come together without something happening in someone's life. Sometimes it was personal, right? It was something directly like if it was about me, then, you know, maybe I was bringing my baggage. Maybe somebody else had something going on in their life. Circumstances will only dictate your life if you allow it. And that's what Dan was all about. He was like, no. I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate what I do. I'm going to look and see, what does this make possible? When your lights go out and the water pipe busts, right? I mean, we've had some frigid weather down here in the South. And yeah, believe it or not, I was one of those that had a water pipe go. Now, I could have looked at it and just been all fussy. Now, I got to tell you, at the first glance of it, oh yes, I was not happy. And we had to handle the situation quickly. But afterwards, I'm like, look what this does. And it was awesome. Okay, maybe not so great as awesome. Maybe that's, you know, kind of stretching or exaggerating it just a tad. But I rose above the circumstances that were dealt to me. You can do the same, but you have to put in a little effort. So number one, examine with honesty. When you are in the thick of things, it's easy to get entangled with what is. But what's possible? You know, we may not get the choice we want as to when we receive the ball, right? If you're the NFL right now and you're the four teams that are up, you may not get the choice when you flip that coin. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a plan. That doesn't mean you can't figure out a plan. That doesn't mean that you can't shift and pivot. What do you think those 22 players do on the field for 1 hour? They pivot all the time. Someone's coming after them. What do? They run the other way. Every once in a while, yeah, they run into a brick wall. But what happens then? Oh, the defensive coordinator changes the play on the next one. Or the offensive coordinator says, oh, boy, we can't go this way because, man, they've been really blocking here. They've got six. Well, we need to change that up a little bit. So they change it. But they're looking at it with honest eyes. Examine with honesty. Really know where you are in the circumstance. What's possible? Number two, dream bigger than what you see. What does this make possible? Dreams are built not on where you are, but on where you want to go. So dream bigger than where you are. Don't let this world dictate, oh, you can only think you can achieve this. Oh, because you are like this, you're only going to get this far in life. That's a bunch of hogwash. It truly is. Get it out of your mind. Kick it to the curb. Capture what stands out. Dream bigger than what you see. My friend, you were made for more. So why sit here and hunker down and say, yeah, 24 is not really going to be my year? Really? I don't care what you've been dished out. And let me tell you, I've had a lot of things been dished out to me in January. We would be here for hours. And some of it was as recent as just 24 hours ago and 48 hours ago. Hats off, Dan. Love you, man. But seriously, what is it? What is it that it's holding you back that you say, I can't go any further than this? I don't know what to do. Yeah, you do. You just don't want to do it. So take off that hat for once. You were made for more. What does this make possible? And finally, number three, zone into the present. This is where you swoop in and analyze what needs to be the next step in the bigger dream. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can't get to where you want to go with standing still. I'm just saying, a little bit of common sense there. It requires movement. Hence, take aim. Action ignites motivation. What do you really want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do now in your next 20 years of life? Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to start your own business. And you're like, yeah, Christiane, but I'm only 55. Oh, don't give me that. One incredible man that I knew and that I love dearly, Dan Miller. He changed his life around at the age of 55. Now, I'm not saying his life before that was bad. Huh, not at all. He just had some hard challenges here and there. But let me tell you this. He knew that nothing was impossible because he always asked, what does this make possible? Are you willing to be that one that says, you know what? I want to carry that torch. I want to look at things differently. Just borrow that phrase from my good friend and mentor, Dan Miller. What does this make possible? Stick it on your cell phone, front screen. Put it on your lock screen. So when you're going through some tough times, you just happen to look at your phone because you look at it always. I know you do. It's ridiculous how often we are attached to those phones, but we are. So put something on it that matters, that counts for you. What does this make possible? So I got a challenge for you, because I think, you know what, when you're going through a circumstance, there's nothing better than to settle it with a challenge. Break away from the norm of your day. Give yourself permission to dream. Pause from the craziness and ask, what does this make possible? And then go do it. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Hey, Dan, thank you so much. Go soar, my friend. Love you lots. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.